This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel on Sunday rejected growing calls for a ceasefire in Gaza, with military specialists saying forces are set to intensify their operations against Palestinian Islamist group Hamas, with no time frame set for their activities. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu demanded that all of the more than 240 hostages captured by Hamas during its October 7th attacks are returned. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken made a surprise visit to the West Bank, as we hear now from VOA's Gary Butterworth.
During an unannounced visit to the West Bank on Sunday, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas. America's top diplomat reaffirmed the U.S. commitment to delivering life-saving humanitarian aid and resuming essential services in Gaza as Israel's war against Hamas continues. The U.S. secretary also made clear during talks in Ramallah on Sunday that Palestinians must not be forcibly displaced, according to the State Department. Israel, meanwhile, says it has hit more than 2,500 terror targets since launching its offensive on Hamas. Gary Butterworth, VOA News, Jerusalem.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken paid an unannounced visit to Iraq on Sunday as he tours the Middle East, attempting to tamp down tensions after war erupted between Israel and Palestinian militants Hamas last month. Blinken arrived in Turkey's capital later on Sunday, where he'll hold talks on the Gaza conflict with his Turkish counterpart on Monday. Hours before Blinken's arrival, police in southern Turkey used tear gas and water cannons as hundreds of people at pro-Palestinian rallies tried to storm an airbase that houses U.S. troops.